So today I'm going to be answering a few questions for my English project. So the first question is, what is your definition of discrimination? So for me, discrimination is like when you treat someone like unfairly because either because of their age, their race, sexual orientation, their sex, whether like they're a woman or a man, and it's basically, for me, it's basically bullying. Or, leads to bullying at the same time. The second question is, what did you learn from the two videos you watched in class? Okay, so in class, we watched two videos. The first video was a class divided, and the second one was for Angela. The first one, which is a class divided, was which led to violence between two kids because one of them, which was the blue-eyed person, was treating the brown-eyed person unfairly because they were for him he was like a lower they he was lowering him, if we could say that, because he didn't have the same privileges, and that's why it led to violence. And then the second one was for Angela. And Angela, the little girl, decided to cut her hair because she didn't like who she was, because there was boys who were bullying her and her mom for being Indian, which led to her cutting her hair. So I learned that at the end, it led to severe consequences. Third question is, did anything surprise you? If not, why were you not surprised? So actually, nothing really surprised me because, and it's not because I didn't take the situation seriously. It's because I've seen it so many times and I've had to deal with it like so many times that it became, and I know it's not a good thing to say, but it became like a normal thing to see and to like deal with. And even though it's like it's not a good thing, like that's why it doesn't surprise me, because it's just our society is like really that messed up that it had like you see discrimination everywhere. So at the end of the day, like it's not surprising. And the last question is, do you think it is possible for our society to eradicate discrimination? If yes, how can we do so? If not, why not? I actually do not think it is possible. For me, I would love if it does, like if it did. But I actually do not think it will happen anytime soon because people don't know the consequences and they don't know their limits, and sometimes we're not well educated enough to know like either when to stop or when they actually know when they're hurting someone. So like I said, I would actually like I'd be really like happy and like I'd really want it to like to stop, but at the same time I know that it won't. So, yeah. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And so, yeah. Bye.